Menachas Daf Beis. We're starting Emias Hashem, what's really the second half of the Masechta of Karbonis. The first chelik, the Iker chelik, is the chelik of Zvochim, the chelik of Karbonis Sheyesh Bem Dam, of Dvarim Chaim. And then there's the second chelik of the Hakrovis that were done in the Beis HaMikdash, that were put on the Mizbeach, the Hakrovis of Dvarim She'en Behem Chius, things that were made out of inanimate objects. And that's the world of Korban Mincha. Now, there's a lot of parallels between Zvochim and Menachos. The Mishnah starts Menachos with the same Psulei HaMachshova that the Mishnah starts in Zvochim. That's the Mishnah that Beis. The same way we had a Mishnah that Zvochim that Beis that talked about Psulei HaMachshova, Shalai Lishmo. Later on we'll have the, later on in Zvochim we had the Psulei HaMachshova of Pigul, and the Chiv Chorus of Chutzlazmane, Chutzlumkoyim. The same is true by Menachos. There's the same Psulim of Shalai Lishmo. And there's also, and the same psulim of when Shalai Lishma passels and when Tzeni Yotzi Dechavosov. And we have the same also the din of Pigul, when there's chorus, when there's not chutz, as mana chutz, and so on. A lot of the psulim and a lot of the basic criteria are the same. The truth of the matter is that in the basic Seder HaAvodah of a Korban Mincha, there are types of Korban Mincha that don't fit this model. But in the basic Korban Mincha, it's really the same way we start Maseches Zvochim, with a model of Dalet HaAvodahs that are Ma'akiv in the Kapor in the Ritzui, which is Shchita Kabbalah Helochas Riko, Shechting the animal, being Makabal the Dam, being Moilich the Dam the Mizbeach, being Zorik the Mizbeach, Lechapa. The same thing is true in Seder Menachos. Let's read the Braisa that's brought in Soito, Yudalar Amibay, Seder Menachos Ketzat. Or there may be Mincha V'Teich Beisoy, B'Kalosa Shol Kesev V'Shol Zor, V'Noyis Notoich Klishos L'Katsho, we're going to describe this in Yitzhak Hashem in the future, Sheh Barichus, why the mincha has to be put into the klishos lekacho. V'nois naleo, the other components besides for the seilis were shamno levoinosa melicha etzol koin. V'koin melicha etzol mizbech. The koin umagisho b'kein dremis maromis neged chudosh okeren v'daya. He does what's called hagosha. He brings it to that corner of the mizbech. V'misalek ez alavoino. L'tzalechet v'koin mitz mimokam sh'nesra b'shamno. V'nois naleo teich klishos lekacho b'klishos. There's a second kiddush of putting into a klishos. He put it into a kli, it's then put into a klishoris. That's an imperative in Korban Menachos, v'sir v'yetz Hashem. U'malakis l'voinos v'nois na'agav v'maleo b'klishos l'aktiroi u'molchoi v'nois na'agav y'o'ishim. What's described over here in this braisa is a process of four steps. The first of which is the koimitz. The koimitz is the same thing, the same way the shchita takes the chelek habosor and it separates the dam, it brings the dam out of the chelek habosor of the behemoth, the chelek dam is the chelek that's ma'akib. The kmitz also separates the part that's niskadish ala mizbeach from the chelek which will be eaten, the moister of the mincha. So shchita and kmitza basically fill the same role. It's then put into the klishoris, that's called kiddush. That's the kiddush of the kmitza is like kabbalah, the same way the dam is niskabel in the klishoris. The hoilocha is the same thing, bring it to the mizbech, and zrika is the same thing. In a mincha, we have the equivalent of aktor. So really, we have the same process. In that way, zvochim and menachos are really the same thing. On the other hand, there are many differences between the dinim of zvochim and menachos. Let's give a deeper understanding of what the significance is in the difference between zvochim and menachos. We'll say over a concept discussed by the Ramon Teres Oilo, discussed at length in Rav Sham Shufal Hirsch's Pirush in Parshas Vayikra, and with that we'll understand maybe some of the discrepancies between zvochim and menachos. Rabbi Hirsch explains that where the Ramban tells us in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, the Sfarim tell us, and the Medrash speaks already in such terms, that a korban that was brought was really supposed to symbolize a person's life. A person, when he does naveru, or when he needs to be niskarv al Hashem, the idea is he's giving up his life of independence from the Rabban Shalom, he's giving up his life, which was found unworthy because of the naveru that he did, and he brings himself close to Rabban Shalom, he's makriv umaktir himself agabi amizbeh. Instead of being makriv himself, the original korban was that way, the original korban of Avram being makriv Yitzchak, in place of Yitzchak, was makriv the oilo. That is the prototype of all korbanos that are brought on that spot, on the Har HaBayis, on the Mokom HaMizbeach, which was the place where the Mizbeach of the Akedah was. And that's what we do. We bring, instead of ourselves, we're makriv chel chelboy the domay ala mizbech lechaper al chatasein aban esein. What we do is we're makriv ourselves symbolically by being makriv a korban. That's why the Nevi'im gave tremendous amount of musa to Klai Yisrael when the korbanos were brought without being an expression of being makriv the korban of one's own sense of self. The korban was left as a meaningless, empty shell. It was chitzonis. That's what a korban is. Now, an oif, also to a certain extent, because it's alive, also is a korban for symbolically being an expression of oneself. Rabbi Hirsch explains by the korban of oif, what's the difference between a korban of a behema and an oif. But both of them are alive, and it has dam and chelev and so on, all the components of a live being, a live creature. What's inanimate, a korban mincha, with the soilus, levoino, shemen, Yayin, which is also called Mincha, the Nesachim, the Brod, Agabi, Amizbeh, they're all inanimate. Obviously, they're not a representation of the person himself. What, when a person brings a Karb Mincha, what is he putting in, insofar, symbolically, what is he putting on the Mizbeh? It's not putting himself. It's not alive. There's no life that's being taken and consecrated and being brought as a Karb Mincha. What is he putting on the Mizbeh? Teretz is. The same way there's a person in his physical sense. A person also is his possessions. We're saying Krishma b'chol levavcha, with one's all of one's emotional capacity to serve the Rebbeinu Shem, to come close, to be dovek in the Rebbeinu Shem, b'chol nafshecha, to give all of one's physical, to be meisa nefesh, to the point of giving one's life, laying down one's life for the Rebbeinu Shem, u'b'chol maidecha. There's a tzara shoveh in b'chol nafshecha, b'chol maidecha, one's physical self giving over to the Rebbeinu Shem, b'chol maidecha, giving over one's material self to the Rebbeinu Shem. Says Rabbi Hirsch from the Ramah that the Korban Mincha represents the ability of a person to give his whole material, his whole, the world, not himself physically, but everything that's his home, his possessions, his wealth, his earning power, all that to give over to the Rebbeinu Shlom. And every Korban Mincha is an expression of a different component of what he's giving, the same way Karban Oil and a Karban Shlom and a Karban Toyd and a Karban Chatos and Hashem are all different expressions of self. A different expression of one's possessions, wealth, and so on is expressed in the Shemen, in the Levoino, in the Soilas, the Michas Macheshes, the Michas Machnas. All these are different and have different expressions. If we would understand the depth, we would understand what it means to bring a Karban. Each one of those types of Karban Mincha was an expression of a different facet of one's material world. I always say over that what's interesting is the Paitan Shabbos morning, the Zmirus were written by the Rishonim. They're not just words that are beloved that we sing. They're words that are laden, heavily laden with inner meaning. We say this in the Zemer of Baruch Kal Elyon, Hashem Shabbos, Habeinim Abbas, Lokel Yirotsu, it should be pleasing to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Kemincho Al Machvas. Now, why it says Kemincho Al Machvas, and not Marcheshes, I'm willing to concede, because Kemincho Al Machvas rhymes with Habeinim Abbas. But why did the Paiton, why did the Mechaber of the Zemer pick the Ritzui of Shabbos, of Shmir Shabbos, Kilchoso, being akin to a Karban Mincha, not to a Karban? Should have been a Karban Oila. Let's go back to our Zaydis and Bubbas that were Maisa Nefesh in the early 1900s in America. And the Mesiris Nefesh, when they came to America, they didn't have to die anymore to be killed Al Kiddush Hashem because they weren't willing to bow down to the cross. The Ikur Nisoyin that they had was the Nisoyin of Shabbos. The Ikur Nisoyin was the Nisoyin not to work on Shabbos. The classic story of a Yid was Maisa Nefesh, and he was fired every Friday. If you're not going to come on Saturday, don't come back on Monday. And he had to find another job, and his family went through hard times, and he had to look for apartment after apartment, and they froze, and they starved. The Mesiris Nefesh of Shabbos, of Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, is not a Mesiris Nefesh on one's physical self. Adrabah. The mitzvah of Shabbos is a mitzvah of Einik Shabbos, a mitzvah of pleasuring one's physical self, of sitting around the table and enjoying that which the physical world has to offer in the context of Kedusha. The Nisoyin of Shabbos is the Nisoyin of one's material world, of understanding that everything one has to be used for the Rebbeinu Shalom. Everything, all material success, all material ability, all wealth and all Everything that a person has in the world of B'chol Moedecha comes from the Ribbono Shel. That's the message of Shabbos. That's the Mesirus Nefesh of Shabbos. Hashem is Shabbos. Abeinim Abbas. Lekel Yerotzit, it's pleasing to the Ribbono Shel. Kimincho al machvas, like a carbon mincho. That's the Ritzui of Shabbos. With this we can understand the Moshul, Rabbi Hirsch says, that the halach is all kabbalists can be brought b'shutvis. Two people can bring a karban shlomim, karban oila, not a karban chattis, because karban chattis for an aveir. No two people do the same aveir. But a karban mincha, the pasuk says, nefesh, nefesh, only a yochid. Hirsch explains that in the general sense, two people could be mice and nefesh, chmal and shlomim, in pogroms, in crusades when they killed whole towns, al kiddush Hashem, they all went to the slaughter, they went up on the mizbech of kiddush Hashem Shemayim together. The world of material possessions, success, and meaning is very subjective. Every single person has his own nisyonis and panosa. Every person has his own attachment. For one person, it's his house. One person, it's his clothing. One person, it's his bank account. One person, it's his earning power. No two people can express their nisyonis, avoida, tikkun, and hisalus in the world of the struggle of materialism, material possessions in the same way. No two people can bring a karban mincha together. Karban mincha is the one's material world. Every single person has to bring his own karban mincha. He's just one example of the halachas of the Torah that express this idea, which we don't find in Zvachim, which we do find in Menachem. There's another basic distinction between the kedusha of a karban of a behema and a karban mincha. The kedusha of a karban, as soon as the person is miyachid it for a karban, it has kedushas hakarban. This is an idea that's going to create a lot of halachas over the course of the mesecta. The behema, when one is mekadish, one does not need to be mekadish the behema beyond the saying this is a karban. When he says harei a karban, it's kedushas karban. It's not what's called kedushas domim, only the possession of the base of English, the possession of English. It actually has a shame of a karban before one's makriv. It has a shame of that karban. Oilo, shlomim. Karban mincha, even when one is miyachid, the components of the karban mincha, before the kohen actually does the kmitza, it's not niskadish, kedushas haguf of a karban. It's called kedushas domim. And the reason for that is because it represents the same idea. When the behemo is hukdash, korban lashem, what that is in that behemo lies the ability. It's symbolically, that animal now has the koyach to represent Yankel, Shmerel, Berel on the Mizbeh. It's already a korban because it represents that which Yankel should be doing, that he should be miyuchid for a korban. The korban is miyuchid. The mincha is only one's possessions. One's possessions don't have kedusha. The money that's in one's bank account don't have kedusha. The money can be used. A person can be mekadosh himself. Not only his neshama, but he can use his neshama to be mekadosh his guf. That's what Yiddishkeit is all about. Bringing the world of the neshama, al yidei, the meisim that one does, the mitzvahs that one does with his physical self. He puts on talis, he puts on tefillin, tznius, kedusha, kashrus, chesed. All the mitzvahs that one is misavev es haguf create a hiskachus of the guf. The guf of the behemah can be kaddish the same way a guf of a person can be kaddish. But the dollar in his pocket, that has no mashmos. The dollar in his pocket is just a coin. It could be used for kedusha. So until it's actually being used, it doesn't have a shame of a kaddish. We find this idea in the Medrash that tells in the beginning of Pashat Kisisa, Moshe Rabbeinu was miskasha, it says by the Asiyas HaMenorah, the Rebbeinu Shem was maraloid mus of a menorah shalesh. It says also by the Shekel HaKodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu was miskasha with the idea of machtes HaShekel, the Rebbeinu Shem was maraloid matbeah shalesh. What's so hard? The Rebbeinu Shem told him that everybody should give kach v'kach, a sum of money. What was so hard? The Meforshim explains, Fasemes, Subtzodik, explained that Moshe Rabbeinu was miskasha in the idea that you could take a dover, which is kuloi gashmias, kuloi money, kuloi physicality, kuloi chumrias, and turn it into a dover ruchni, the Rebbeinu Shem showed that also. That's only when you use it. When the madbeh is used, but when it's jingling in the person's pocket, it's not niskadish. Niskadish when it becomes used, when it's put into a pushka, when it's given to an oni. The whole idea that we just said about a person's material wealth, not just a person's physical self being consecrated to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, is what we find by Yaakov Avinu. The Medrash tells us by Yaakov Avinu that he was Chozar, Vayivosi Yaakov Levada, he went back across the river, that's where he was found by Sarah Shal Esau. He went back for Pachim Ketanim. Rashi says, why tzadikim and mechavim Mamoinom yoisimi gufa. What does that mean? Yaakov Avinu was mechavev a few dollars that he left over, a few empty vessels that he left over more than his sense of self. What it means is tzaddikim are mechavev the avoido that it takes to turn even one's possessions into a davar kadosh. To turn one's body into a davar kadosh comes from doing the mitzvahs. To turn one's possessions into a world of kedusha takes a yam of thought, of yichud ha-machshava, of self-denial, of pushing oneself to be mevatel oneself to Rebbeinu Shem, to see, for a person to be able to see every penny in his pocket as only an expression of an ability to serve the Rebbeinu Shem is much harder than for a person to, you could have a person who's mahader, be yoiser in kashrus and tznius and everything, but when it comes to his relationship with his money, with his bank account, to see that only as an expression of Rotz Naba, it's much harder. And Yaakov Avinu, who was Chozen Lepach Medanim, is the Av that was Mekadosh that Koyach, the Mepharshim say, when we say in Tefillah, B'chol Levovcho is Keneged Avrom, B'chol Nafshecho, Mesirus Nefesh, like we said, Takeid is Yitzchok, B'chol Mioidecho is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is also the one, we said Shabbos, is also the one who's promised the Medrash, says Nachla B'li Mitzorim, we say in the Zmiris of Shabbos, that Shabbos is the Nachla B'li Mitzorim. That was the Yom HaTzafayin HaKedem HaMizrachu, without limit, is the bracha that was promised to Yaakov Avinu, because that's the world of B'chol Mi'aydecho. We'll add one more point. There are a few karbonos that have normally a carbon of a behemah is a carbon, is a zevach, a carbon of a mincha is a mincha. There are certain places where there's a connection between the two of them are part of one carbon. The truth of the matter is every time a person brought a carbon, there's a chiv nesochim. But in the carbon itself, there's the carbon toida, which the carbon toida has not only a behemoth that's brought like a carbon shlom, but it has the lachme toida. And also Klal Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael brought on shvuas, the shtei halechem, which the shtei halechem will have a sugya later on in Menachis. The Shtei Halechem went together with the Shalmei Tzibur, which was the Karbonus of Shavuos. The Pshat is that at those two points, every single person on an individual level, when he's saying thank you to the Rebbeinu Shel for saving him physically, that's a time when a person can be misamic and a person could hear that not only he, not only his physical well-being, but also his material well-being, all of that has to be given over to the Rebbeinu Shel. All of that has to be dedicated and devoted to the Rebbeinu Shel. Klal Yisrael, when they stood in Har Sinai, what happened was what stopped was the ability to compartmentalize, to be able to see one's physical self and one's material self. A person at home keeps mitzvahs. A person at home serves their Rebbeinu Shel. When he goes out into the world, he's a wildcat. He's a tiger. He's fights, to get his share of the market. When Klal Yisrael stood by Har Sinai, that line of demarcation, that blurring of where there's two worlds. A person lives in the world of the marketplace, the world of business, and a person lives in the world of his own individual life. That ceased to exist. When Klal Yisrael stood by Har Sinai, all of life, all of Mitzius, all of reality became one experience of climbing the Har Hashem, one experience of coming close to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. A person could be in the Geschäft, in his business, a person could be at home. Person could be serving the Rebbeinu Shel Mechadri Chadorim in Shul with his family as an individual. When he goes out into the world, it's all one avoida. So the carbon of Shavuos had to include together the component of carbon menachos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.